Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchoring oceans that toss me away.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. God is faithful to fulfill His promises, but He also calls us to see them through the eyes of faith. The extent to which we can see His plans, trust His word, and walk in alignment with His vision determines how much we can receive. Today, we are exploring the topic, as far as you can see. In this passage, God tells Abram to lift his eyes and look in every direction, promising to give him all the land he can see. This wasn't just about physical sight, it was about envisioning the future through faith. As we go into today's message, may your vision expand, and may your faith rise to claim all that God has prepared for you in Jesus' name. The topic is, as far as you can see, and our Bible text is from Genesis chapter 13 verse 14 to 17.
Genesis chapter 13 verses 14 to 17. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see I give to you and your descendants forever, and I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Verse 17, the last verse. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you.
God is interested in fulfilling His promises to us, but He wants us to see them and trust Him. The better we can see the promises, the easier their fulfillment. From our Bible text today, God gave Abram a picture of what He has for him. Has God also promised you something, but you don't have an idea of what it looks like? I pray today that God will give you the picture. Picture engenders the fulfillment of a vision. When you have an image, it's easy to plan and launch a mission. Verse 14 of our Bible text says, the Lord said to Abram after Lot had parted from him, look around from where you are, to the north and south, to the east and west. Lot was living with Abraham before this event, but God waited till Lot left to give Abram this important picture. God did not want Lot to know anything about it. The promise is for Abram alone and not for both of them. At times in life, God will allow certain people to leave you before He talks to you. You may not need to have them permanently around you if you want to always hear from God or succeed. Not that these people necessarily hate you, but their mind with God may not be right. The Lord continued and said to Abram, look around from where you are, to the north and south, to the east and west. God wanted him to see the length of what he has for him. It about the land God has promised him when he lived in Ur of the Chaldeans. God can reactivate and enliven old promises in your heart if he notices you are not standing anymore on the promise. He called Abram and said, "Have you forgotten that promise I made to you long back? I want you to see the breadth and length of it today, so you can trust me more." Do you also still trust God for what he has promised you? Are you still standing on his promises or you are sleeping on it? God wants your trust in him to be strong. God continued and told Abram, "All the land that you see I will give to you and your offspring." Even though Abram had been kind enough to give some of the land to his nephew Lot, God nevertheless insisted that the territory belong to Abram. God told him, "As far as you can see I will give you." God wants you to see and know the depth of what he has for you. You don't have to just sit down planning for nothing. The promise itself was bigger than Abraham, it's a generational promise. God told Abraham, "I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring." I pray today that God will give you a gift that's bigger than you and your family in Jesus' name. Ability to see in life matters. I can imagine how far Abraham's eyes could see physically, apart from the fact that he was able to see the territory. Naturally, his eyes may not be able to see so much like God gave to him, because God gave him more than what a physical eyes can see. You might ask, what happened? Abraham was able to see physically and also with the eyes of faith. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." You must start seeing with the eyes of faith to claim all God has for you. Abram was able to see beyond where his physical eyes could reach because God gave him the idea, as far as you can see. How far you can see in life is your limit. You must start seeing in faith. In order to be able to grab all that God has in store for you, you must start walking by faith, and not by sight, just as Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. If your sight has been your problem, I encourage you to begin using a spiritual microscope today, and stop living by what your mind tells you. There are too many land to claim. You can't afford to waste all the time roaming. It's time to see and claim what God has for you. Verse 17 of our text says, "Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." You have to walk through it, by faith. You must start living it. You might not be where God promised to take you to yet, but you must start living it. You have to employ the practical principle of faith by bringing into being what has not been. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is now, it's what you can claim now. And it's the reality, the substance, of what you hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen means having everything in your hand when it has not even arrived. God made Abram to see and live out what he has promised him. Would you do the same thing today, and begin standing on the promises of God, if you were sleeping on it before, and walking in it if you have been standing? This is a practical step of faith to live and claim what God has for you. Abram received a generational blessing. Something bigger than him. Something he cannot finish but has to pass to his great-great children. I pray today that God will give you something that is beyond your imagination. As you begin to see and walk in faith, your breakthrough and blessing shall come speedily. Anyone that has been an hindrance to divine revelation in your life, God shall remove him or her from you as he separated Lot from Abram today in Jesus' name. As you go today, begin to dominate and claim whatever is yours. I declare peace, favor and victory in every area of your life today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promises and the vision you give us to see them clearly. Help us to walk by faith, not by sight, and to claim all that you have prepared for us. I ask that you remove every hindrance to divine revelation in our lives today, and strengthen our trust in you. As we step out in faith, let your blessings overflow, in ways beyond our imagination. May we receive peace, favor, and victory, in every area of our lives today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Exodus chapter 31, chapter 32, and chapter 33. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 22 verse 23 to 46. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.